different, aren't we? Each with different strengths and weaknesses. The problem is, though, that we can spend so much time comparing ourselves with the next guy that we lose perspective on our own gifts and abilities. Right, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again today as we take a look at your gifts, your abilities, from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus to become all He made you to be and to do all He created you to do. It is so great to be with you again today to continue this little series we're doing on a different perspective called Little People Used by a Big God. One of the things we tend to do a lot is to compare ourselves with other people. We live in an age of superstar syndrome. It's sweeping the globe. And frankly, it's more insidious than bird flu. That's a dangerous thing. We look at the people around us and we see how clever they are, how talented they are. So-and-so is so good at that. I wish I was that good. So-and-so seems so confident and poised. Oh, I wish I was like that. You know what I'm talking about. But when we're in that sort of a mood and that sort of a frame of mind, we kind of see their strengths, but we ignore their weaknesses. Somehow we hold them up as paragons of virtue and forget that they have failings. They make mistakes. I'd like to introduce you today to a good friend of mine, Max, who seems to have this part of his life pretty well sorted out. Max is a knob twiddler extraordinaire. He's the producer of all the radio programs I'm involved in. Every time I'm sitting here in the studio behind the mic, Max is sitting on the other side of the soundproof glass panels doing what he does. You hear the intro music to the program? Well, that's because Max put it there. You hear the ending music at the program? Well, he put that there too. You think, man, that Bernie could talk underwater. He never stumbles. Let me in your... I'll let you in on a secret. That's because Max takes out all my stumbles. You'll probably never see or hear Max, but he makes me sound good. Listening to radio, we never think about production quality, but we sure would if it wasn't there. Well, that's Max's job. Put it simply, no Max, no Bernie. Every now and then I get in behind the mic to voice something, and you know something? He doesn't like doing it. But he does have an ear. He knows what it sounds like. I can be sitting in the studio and he'll come on in my headphones and say, come on, Bernie, you can do much better than that. Try that again. Max is, well, he's 50-something. He's a lanky Australian. He has chooks in his backyard and he farms bees. So every now and then I get some eggs and some honey. He's got a grey ponytail. He's sort of an arty-farty, trendy-looking sort of guy. A gifted musician, a worship leader. And there are any number of things that Max could be doing with his life. He could be doing more commercial work, which would certainly bring in more dollars than the work that we do together. He could do more upfront muso worship type stuff, and he'd get a lot more recognition. He could do more work with a ministry that is involved in LL, which is involved in healing. And he'd get much more one-on-one relationship and recognition and maybe satisfaction. Yet, he chooses to twiddle knobs for me on this program. In fact, he loves it. I'm the only one who ever notices. He's hidden. He's unrecognized. He's unsung. Yet he still does it. Max, why do you do it?
Gee, Bernie, I guess because it's the sort of thing that the Lord asked me to do. I was working in a commercial area, well, almost 20 years ago, over 20 years ago now, working in theatre, working in live theatre, getting lots of kudos, working with lots of very big-name people. And I just felt as though God was saying to me, I want you out of all of that, and I want you to build a little studio under your house, and I want you to do work for me. Now, my ticket out of that situation was a regular job with a fairly large client doing educational work. They were employing me 6 months of the year. So in a way, it was pretty easy for me to give up a full-time job and go freelance. But they dwindled. Work kept coming from different quarters. And what was 20 years ago, work onto cassettes, now I work onto CD-ROM and all those sorts of things. And I still find myself sitting in the control room thinking, I actually enjoy doing this. There's some moments of it, like every job, 90% of it is just hard work. But there are moments, particularly with you, Bernie, that I think, this is what God wants me to do. There are other things in my life. I am involved, as you said, in music and worship leading, with LL ministries, with praying with people. We're doing all sorts of things. But there's something about this job that I really enjoy doing, and it's I know it's making a difference to thousands of people around the planet.
Thanks for that, Max. But it is great. You know, Max and I spent a lot of time together in the studio. And not only does he do the technical things brilliantly, but he's got such an ear, such an intuition for sound and how he put things together. Again, they're not things that you would normally notice when you're listening to radio, but they're really, really important. And on the days when I come in and maybe I'm not feeling on top of my game, Max prays for me, Max encourages me. He's just good at this thing. He's just cut out to do it. Putting behind the mic, as I said, doesn't really like being there. And I tell you, I couldn't really be in the control room most of the time because twiddling those knobs would just drive me absolutely nuts. I know I couldn't possibly do it. Yet he's cut out for something. In the world's eyes, Max is not a superstar. Max is not one of the people whose faces you will see on the television or at the movies. He's got the face for it, though, not like me. But you're just not going to see that. He's good at what he does. He has a gift in this whole recording and production area that I could never dream to have. And together, Max and I are a team. And Max is happy to be a silent servant. Max is happy to do the thing that he's good at, that he's blessed to do, that he is gifted to do. And he gets fulfillment from that, even though he's not a superstar in the world's eyes. I just wonder whether there isn't a lesson in that for us. God uses Max, one of the little people in the world's eyes, to touch hundreds and thousands of people around the world every day with his love. Just let that sink in for a minute. God uses Max, uses the gifts and the motivations that Max has to do what he does so well, to touch lives all around the world. Max didn't have to give his time over to do this. Max didn't have to become involved in recording all these programs and producing them and doing all that stuff. But the bottom line is, God can do so much with people who don't want the glory. Max is good at something. Not just the techo kind of things, but with his ear and his encouragement and his prayer. He has a gift that he chooses to use for God's glory. He has a gift that he lays down at God's feet. And God uses him. It's a partnership that brings deep, deep satisfaction. You aren't good at what Max is good at, probably. You aren't called to do what Max is called to do. But you are good at something. You are very good at something. And it's something that probably you really, really enjoy doing. Now, give that one thing to God. Give that to God for him to use. That doesn't mean run away from your job and do something totally different. Maybe it does, but probably it doesn't. God uses who we are, where he's planted us, to touch other people with his love. When we offer up the gifts and abilities and resources that God has put in our hearts, that God has put in our DNA, when we offer that up to God and say, God, you use it. I don't want the glory. You get the glory. God does amazing things. When you give your abilities to God, you watch how God shows up. When you give your ability to God, you see how he uses little people to achieve big things. That's God. There's nothing as fulfilling. There's nothing as exciting. There's nothing as wonderful as letting God use our gifts. Go on, I dare you.
Alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. And God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.